The next exercise is about awakening your basic body sense, or developing what's sometimes called the felt sense. One way to learn to focus on sensation, especially if you tend to be disconnected from your body, which again, most people are when they've been experiencing chronic pain, is through very gentle tapping. And the idea is to tap on all the different parts of your body to awaken the basic sense that you have in a live body. Now, of course, avoid tapping on any areas that are already painful or that feel too uncomfortable. Just let them go, and you come back to them when you do the exercise again. So here's the idea. You gently tap one hand with your other hand. You tap each arm. You tap your shoulders, your neck, your head, just very gently tapping, as say you're tapping with your right hand and tapping the back of your left hand. So you gently tap, 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 very gently. And you gently tap that part of your hand and say, this is the back of my hand. I'm welcoming that part of my body back into the wholeness that's me. And do that with your shoulders, tapping on your shoulders. This is my shoulder. This is my left shoulder. I'm wakening that part of my body. I'm calling it back to the wholeness that I am. Or you may use some other term. This is just the suggestion. Whatever is more meaningful to you, your wholeness, your okayness, your sense of goodness. And take all the time that you want. So go around the perimeter of the body first. That's maybe a good way to do it after you tap the back of your hands and the front of the hands. Just go up the sides of your arm from your hands up towards your shoulders, gently tapping, tap, 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 very gently. And as you tap, the idea is not just to do this mechanically, but just to notice, oh, I think that part of my body is awakening a little bit. Oh, I'm welcoming you back. I'm welcoming the side of my arms back to me, to my wholeness. I am re-inhabiting my body. I'm coming home to my body. Again, whatever affirmation seems right to you. And then do this with your feet, your legs, and the sides of your thighs. And again, if any area feels too vulnerable, you know, even if it's not painful, just come back to it later. And again, just notice what can you describe that emerges as you tap more and more of your body, as you welcome more and more of the parts of your body back into the wholeness that is you. Another way of doing this, and again, find out which works best for you, is to get a pulsing shower and put it on gentle pulsation. And instead of tapping the different parts of your body, just expose them. Just hold your hand up, for example, to the pulsing shower at a warm temperature, not hot, not cold, warm temperature, and feel the pulsing on, say, the palms of your hand. And again, say, these are the palms of my hands. This is my hand. I'm calling my hand back into the wholeness of my body, which is me. So again, it's just instead of tapping, you just use the shower. You can't do that to every part of your body, obviously, unless you're a contortionist. But it's something to do when you wake up in the morning. It's something to do when you go to bed. It's just a way of calling your body back. Remember, we talked at the very beginning is that because of pain, we leave our body, we abandon it. So this is the first step in bringing the body back into the fold. Another basic technique is to, again, gently squeeze your muscles. So take your right hand and put your right hand over your left forearm and gently squeeze those muscles and feel what it is like to be in your muscle. When you did the tapping or the shower pulsing, you were more on your skin. Now we're entering into your muscles, the so-called kinesthetic sense of body awareness. So squeeze your forearm, and again, this is my forearm. These are the muscles in my forearm. I'm squeezing them gently. I'm welcoming them back. I'm calling them back. I'm calling them back into my wholeness. I'm re-inhabiting my body. I'm coming home, home to myself. And again, don't ever squeeze your muscles to the point of hurting. And if there's an area that is painful, please avoid it at first. Maybe go on one side of it and then on the other side of it. And then if it actually feels better, feels less painful, then you can move a little bit more towards the area that was hurting. But the idea is to do it one little bit at a time, because we don't want you to recreate what happened in the first place, which was to abandon your bodies because they're not comfortable, because they feel painful. These are two important and simple ways to develop the felt sense and to help reduce disconnection as a regular practice. And depending on the degree of the disconnection, or sometimes called dissociation, you may want to do this every day more than once. And most report that as they do it, they get to enjoy it and look forward to it. And if they were too busy to do it during the day and they're saying, oh, I really miss the awakening of my body, it's really better than a cup of coffee.